What's up, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer for the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State coming to you on this Friday evening. Woo! Tell you, I am sick of this cold weather. Friday, January 18th, 2024. And I got the date wrong on yesterday's podcast. I apologize about that. Let me make sure. Oh, now I got it wrong here. So all kind of backwards here. It's been that kind of week. Craziness going on. Coldness, you call it. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State, January 19th. There we go. 2024. This will be posted later on this evening here. This is the weekend edition of the podcast. And if I have time, which I should, there will be a K-State Sports Saturday. As I record early, following I get back from the runs in the caves I'm going to experience. So that's going to be fun there. It's your first time listening to the podcast. Appreciate you for stopping by the podcast. I was not going planning on recording a Friday episode, but things open up a little bit, so I have a little time to do that with you guys. And I got an announcement to make. I'll have an announcement to make next week officially for the podcast here. And of course, I haven't gotten around to it, but since I will have some time this evening, I will post our bonus content. Me, my co-host Alex Aiden for the podcast there. We recorded a basketball podcast. I'll get that out along with another recording, short recording I did last weekend while I was here in KC. So I'm back here again, KC, Missouri, recording this Friday episode of the podcast. Of course, basketball's on tap. Baseball will be coming up in another month or so. We'll be diving on into that. Track is kind of taking a sort of a little bit of break there. Golf's going to be revving up here as well towards the end of February, March. Of course, you can't do anything with this cold. And I think this is going to, looking at the forecast, pushing forward. Of course, worst of it's tomorrow. And of course, and really today, it feels like, holy smokes, feels like negative. Well, I was in Manhattan earlier, and it was felt like -8 according to my phone. Been fluctuating between 8 and -8, -10. What it feels like, I know it is right now. It's going to get worse than that as I'm trying to pull up. Yeah, it feels like 5 right now. It's going to drop all the way to 1 degree, and the lowest is going to get is 0. But it feels more worse than it actually is, as you always say. But right now, I kind of try to hit the things back up to where it's supposed to go here for the podcast here. We're going to start with the guys, right? Yeah, the guys, right? And actually, I'm mistaken. There is something going on with track and field. Let's just go there first. K-State in Lubbock in warmer weather with the Texas Tech Corky Classic going on today and tomorrow. Let's go ahead and check in on them while that pops up right away on my laptop here. Well, that's not really what I wanted there, but okay, so hopefully that we can get some results. There we go. So Corky Classic track and field indoor. It feels like forever since we even talked about in of course it's indoor. We're not talking about the original. I don't like indoor, but K-State right now in perfect. Yeah, you might as well be inside there right now. Of course, the K-State indoor track and field teams are in Lubbock today. We're finishing up the first day of the Corky Classic in Lubbock, Texas there. The field events already kicked off as I'm recording this podcast here, and it will resume tomorrow morning just after 10:30. Just in the morning there as well. Monique Hardy, and I mentioned her on the last episode of this podcast, just briefly, broke the K-State weight throw school record as well as the meet record as well, the triangular. So that kind of got overlooked due to, of course, we cover all things K-State, and we're probably the only podcast that dips in the track and field because, yes, I am that person that has been involved with track back in high school and in some in college as well. So we're going to dive in this podcast and shatter Janae Casanova. Casanova, remember, is a Olympian there as well. And you might as well say Olympian. Yeah, so there you go as well. Let's just go ahead and recap that. Hardy, 72 with a dash, 7.25, blasted Kastanovitz there, which she set it back in 2017 with a 71, 6.75 there as well. And Monique Hardy did that almost over a foot there as well. So again, congratulations there goes out to Monique Hardy as she's trying to do something there as well. I don't, obviously, that's still going on right now since the podcast is rolling along. So I do not have any information on Hardy or McKay McCall, who also set a new personal best in the previous meet there as well. And also in the women's high jump, we have sophomore. Let's see if I can get this. Shiri Ino. That's right. That's spot on, actually, there. Top 10 in the women's high jump there. And she was number 5 with a winning jump there of 6-2 there as well. So the field events, the individuals off to a hot start there. So a little bit of kind of a catching up to do there when it comes to indoor track and field. So the ladies, Hardy, Eno, Kay McCall, the longtime field event Thor for K-State, and still doing what he's been doing throughout his K-State career. This is the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State, coming at you from Kansas City, Missouri. Eddie Greer, January 19th, 2024. I've gotten a date wrong now twice now in the last 2 days, but we got it corrected here. The only difference there, we got it corrected on this episode. So the plan was not to record an episode today, but things open up all of a sudden, and it's like, okay, let's just get one in here today and go from there. And hopefully, K-State Nation, you are warm enough or survive, or getting out of the cold temps and staying warm. Okay, so we'll check in with men's now with basketball here. Of course, tomorrow, right? We'll start there, and then we'll go to the women next. Oklahoma State. Me and Alex talked about it in the bonus episode, and I will get to that tonight. And, oh, by the way, I probably should say, promote the bonus content, which is going to turn into the bonus content. If you want more bonus content, the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State, me and Alex Aiden, and a special, and any special guest that hops on, that will be on Podbean. So if you're interested in more Pro Project Podcast, definitely make sure you download Podbean now. Of course, you'll see the Purple Project Podcast, the original, which is the main channel, which I record on Audio Boom, wherever you get your podcast, Spotify, iTunes, on that, but also Podbean as well. I do have a recording, a little equipment for that as well, so I'll go on there and record the bonus episodes there with Alex and whoever shows up there as well. So there's only a couple episodes there, but check those out. I will be soon adding few more episodes to that from past. So I've been holding out. I've been holding out for sure. Yes, can blame the host for that. So holding out. That includes a couple of a on-location episode from before football season with a familiar guest, Maddie Gage, who recently, the Gage family, shout out to them, gained a member of the new family, welcome a baby girl to the mix there. So congratulations to the Gage family there. Shout out there. We had her on, Keithan. We had him on last semester. Maddie on last semester. And I can't remember if we had Jasmine on or not. I'm not 100% sure. But Alex has been on there, obviously, the co-host of this podcast. So I've been holding out because I was trying to get make the transition from the Podbean to my main channel. That failed miserably. So besides that, we're going to just leave it as it is. So I'll be promoting that more and more. So definitely make sure Podbean, and you should be able to either that or type in my name, Eddie Greer, E-D-D-I-E, last name G-R-I-E-R, and it should pull up an extra account there. So you're going to find bonus content right there. Speaking of bonus there, we had bonus action the other night in basketball with the men. They're taking Baylor to overtime and winning in overtime, keeping Jerome Tang's unbeaten record in overtime as a K-State head coach alive. Hopefully we're not going to need overtime for Oklahoma State. That's what it comes down to here. Oklahoma State, they haven't won no game in conference play yet. K-State, you are the better team. 13-4, 3-1. You're on a four-way tie for first right now heading into this game. Let's see. This game is a late game. 6 o'clock Central Time back in Bramlage Coliseum in Manhattan, Kansas there. This is the Legends weekend because the women will be playing the early game tomorrow at 1 against rival KU. And those games tend to go to the wire with KU. You don't know what you're going to get with KU. Apparently KU on the women's side has a new head coach over there on that front. So you don't know, but they have one of the better players in the Big 12, but none better than Aiko Oakley. More on that in a second. I'm getting way off track on the pod. But okay, 13-4, 8-9 for Oklahoma State. And they have not won a game. So that's what you're looking at there. Mike Boynton, head coach over there for Oklahoma State. And let's just keep it things simple for this Friday, right? I ain't going to go any explanation further. They have to clean it up. The only thing I'm going to say, I said it last weekend, I'm going to say it here on the podcast here, on this episode this weekend, on a Friday night, is K-State, you cannot play down to your competition. And I think the number one thing here, you have to clean up the turnovers. Clean up the turnovers, clean up the mistakes there. And you should be able, I mean, yes, Oklahoma State, for whatever reason, against K-State, every team's going to give fits in the Big 12. Just ask UCF, giving fits to KU and then handling Texas the other night. But yeah, if you play terrible, you come out and don't show the effort, you're gonna get beat in this league. We've seen it time in and time again. So what I want to see, carry that momentum from Baylor. You upset Baylor, who was up in the top 10 this week. Carry that, get your head right, clean up mistakes, and let's get this W here. So, interesting there on that front there for them. That is the late game, 6 o'clock Central Time back in Manhattan, Kansas. Oklahoma State, K-State there as well. K-State, if they are obviously, I'm getting some breaking news right here on the podcast. I'm getting some breaking news here. And it concerns Aoka Lee. Wow. Oh, my goodness. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State, Eddie Greer. We got breaking news coming right here. I'm just getting it now. So, Aoka Lee, wow, huge hit for K-State women's basketball here. And it's going to be back to the way it was last, well, lineup-wise anyways, from the way last year went. So, Aoka Lee, hearing that, yeah, she's going to be sidelined now about 4 weeks after injuring her ankle today. Oh my goodness. Wow. Aoka Lee, let me get this real quick. Lee suffered a setback during game action last week, but was able to continue to play with the issue. So, wow, I didn't know about this. So Aoka Lee apparently was playing through a little bit of pain, and we already know he's coming off of the knee surgery from last year there as well. And Aoka Lee averaging almost 20 points a game. And, of course, the women did not play Wednesday night because of TCU having to forfeit the game because of their situation with injuries. So, wow, that is huge. Oh, my goodness, for Kansas State. No Aoka Lee for this KU game, and it comes. And I just said that KU has one of the top 5 players in the league when it comes to women's basketball in the Big 12. That I'm talking about Tyana Jackson as well. In K-State, no Aoka Lee in this basketball game tomorrow. Wow, this is huge. So for the league-leading K-State women's basketball team, who's sitting at number 7 in the country, they're going to have to make the adjustment themselves as well. So, let's see here. They don't have that. but that's huge there. Kate in Kansas is actually, they've won the last 2 of their Kate conference title games. I don't know. I would imagine they're going to start Sanchez. That is my guess there, along with their usual 4. The Glenn Twins, Serena, and Gabby, right? So, but hey, this team has played without Aoka Lee before, so that's That's nothing new. That is nothing new there. But this comes at a wrong time here. So this is going to be interesting for sure. But this team's played with Aegly for an entire year. And now they're going to be without her almost probably. That equates itself out to a month. To a month with no Aegly on the no post presence there at all. Gisela Sanchez is going to have to step up there in that in her place. More than likely, you're probably going to see Eliza a little bit more of Heavenly Greer. No relation again. Last name spelled differently. Greer. I have to remind people of that. And maybe the return back in the rotation of Eliza Maupin, who has some good upside. We saw that last year. She hasn't got much playing time because of the fact that, you know, Ayoka Lee's been playing. Gisela Sanchez been on the rise this year for Kansas State women's basketball. So huge news coming out of there for sure. Yeah, I looked at it like, oh, I had to do a double take there. I'm like, oh, we're getting some breaking news here on this Friday edition of the podcast. So that's a tough break there. Tough break for an elite player. It seems like we've talked about injuries with Ayoka throughout her Bryant K-State career and another kind of minor setback there. So that's going to be a month without your best player there. Hopefully they can get her back as soon as she can. But man, so what you got to do now is anyone else, and they don't need no prep talk from me. They don't need no prep talk from me. Step up to the plate and deliver. So Gisela Sanchez has been good, and you know, Zion Walker has to play center, but Walker, sides, the rest of the squad gonna have to up their level of play. Especially this comes at a time where your rival comes into Manhattan and try to spoil the fun. And KU has a little momentum, but this K-State team right now, I know Texas with a test. I said that last week on this podcast. Now this is even. Let's leapfrog that to this test now. How are you going to play without your best player? When you have all the momentum going your way, you have not lost a game in conference play. KU probably playing with house money as they should. As they should. So we'll find out for sure right off the bat on tomorrow. This is the early game. 1 o'clock, I believe, is the tip there. If you're in Manhattan, definitely come out. The girls going to need it. For sure, yep, 1 o'clock Central Time back at Bramlage. So part of the Legends Weekend doubleheader, women's first, basketball first, followed by the men much later at 6 with their game against Oklahoma State as well. So, man, huge news coming out of the basketball there as well for the 7th-ranked team. Was that right? Yeah, 7th-ranked team. Yes. 7th-ranked team. Yes, 7th-ranked team of the country. Taking on KU without the star player Ayoka Lee in this game. So we'll be doing a postcast on Monday along with a big announcement here coming from yours truly at some point this week. And we're going to have a couple of bonus episodes as well. So Alex is freed up as well for next week as well. So a lot more coming on the edition of this podcast. For sure. But that's a tough break there on that end. And then we already know men's basketball, they've been winning games despite, you know, no Quest Glover for the year. And we all know the Naquan Thomas situation by now at this point. So that's kind of what we're looking at heading in to the K-State Sports Weekend. Track and field indoor going on right now with the field events going on, and it'll pick up tomorrow morning, just after 10:30, again, indoor K-State indoor track and field team down there in Lubbock, Texas, for their little meet for this weekend down there. Probably in maybe a little bit more temperatures, but they're inside for the most part, trying to heat up the action on the field and on the track. The Purple Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. You can get it wherever you get your podcast, folks. Again, if it's your first time listening to the Purple Project Podcast, appreciate you for finding us. We are thankfully glad to be a part of the K-State family of podcasts. Always add that in there. You have the Three Mall, Powercat Podcast, Bosco's Voice, Aggieville Alley Cats, us included in that, and maybe one or two more as well. You want more coverage. And again, big announcement coming next week there that everything is starting to the puzzle is starting to equalize itself. So every piece is starting to fit now a little bit for your truly announcement will come next week. You want more of the Pro Project Podcast, definitely you subscribe to the main channel, wherever you get your podcast from. We are free and available whenever you listen to your favorite K-State podcast there. And don't forget to download Podbean. We're on that as well. But you're going to have to type in the host name, Eddie Greer. I think you type in the title name for that too, but I'm not totally sure. But you can also find that bonus content there, Eddie Greer, E-D-D-I-E-G-R-I-E-R. You should be able to find a second Purple Project podcast with no cover on it. So that's your giveaway there, and we're going to be having more bonus content there. But keep your eyes on it, because I'm going to post the episode with myself and Alex A in the basketball podcast, which is dated for this week. So be out looking for that, and I'll post the K-State Sports Saturday from last week as well. So I'm be filling in the blanks, getting everything caught up for that side, and we're going to get more bonus content to come from there. But that's going to wrap things up on this Work Week edition. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer here in KC, Missouri. Pro Project Podcast, go Cats. Stay tuned this weekend for more coverage of K-State Sports.